Tonight on the Worldview Report, Joe Biden wants Congress to pass another whopping foreign aid package, upwards of $100 billion of your hard-earned tax dollars. A New York City firefighter says he was forced to retire on half his salary after the city mandated the COVID-19 vaccine and it left him with permanent heart damage. Now he's suing. Should the nations of the world force their citizens to get Bill Gates' mRNA vaccines and continuous boosters? A high-up bureaucrat in the European Union says yes. And the Pentagon is working on new super weapons that come right out of science fiction movies. Newly released police body cam, that footage shows an elderly church deacon in Atlanta being repeatedly tased by a police officer. His crime? He wouldn't sign a traffic ticket. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Joe Biden and his regime are pushing for billions of dollars in taxpayer money to fund a foreign aid deal bundled together for three nations. Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat of New York, they're trying to get the funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan approved by Congress during the first week of December. The Biden regime has so far failed to push through its supplementary $106 billion so-called national security proposal. According to Schumer, quote, the biggest holdup, end quote, to passing the package is GOP assistance on policy changes regarding U.S. border security. Republicans have set increased border security as a condition for sending any additional funds to Ukraine. In a letter to senators on Sunday, Schumer said, quote, one of the most important tasks we must finish is taking up and passing a funding bill to ensure we, as well as our friends and partners in Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific region, have the necessary military capabilities to confront and deter our adversaries and competitors, end quote. The Democrat senator, he is warning that Ukraine is likely to lose the fight against Russia without further funding from American taxpayers. Schumer is urging senators to attend a classified briefing in the coming days to get an update on the situation. However, Representative Mike Turner, who's a Republican from Ohio, he warned on Sunday that it is unlikely that the aid package for Ukraine and Israel will be approved before the year's end. Turner cited the southern border and its policies as an obstacle to passing the bill. During an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Turner, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said, quote, I think it would be very difficult to get it done by the end of the year. And the impediment currently is the White House policy on the southern border, end quote. In other words, why should the Congress sign off on tens of billions of dollars to protect other nations' borders while ignoring our own? Actually, it's worse than just ignoring our border. The Biden regime, well, they are actually facilitating the invasion of America by foreign nationals, young men of military age. They're coming from nations, well, that hate us, like China, Iran, Iraq, and many others. So excuse us if we're not all that excited about the so-called emergency faced by other nations that supposedly are not able to protect their own borders without dipping into our U.S. Treasury looking for more money. That's hard-earned money, by the way, from American taxpayers. While our border, well, it's left wide open, and we've got homeless veterans living under bridges. It's just funny money, right? I mean, why not? Just print it. Modern monetary theory. Isn't that what they call it? That'll lead to hyperinflation. They're just printing the money now, folks. That might work if this was a game of Monopoly, but we know it's not. And then when they tell us our currency is no longer viable and they need to introduce a new digital one, they'll try to act like it was not their fault. They really do think the American people are that ignorant. The New York Post reports that a New York City firefighter says he was forced to retire on half his salary after the city-mandated COVID-19 vaccine left him with permanent heart damage. O'Brien Pastrana now wants a judge to award him a more lucrative disability pension, which would pay three-quarters of his final salary tax-free. That's according to court papers. Pastrana, who is 37 years old, got the jab in October of 2021 because the city required it. And guess what? He had an immediate allergic reaction, including swollen lips, chills, body aches. And despite three trips to the emergency room, he claims he was forced to get the second Pfizer shot a month later. Quote, "I thought I was going to die after that second dose," end quote. That's what Pastrana told the Post, adding that he was again rushed to the ER after the second shot. By February of 2022, the married father of two was diagnosed with myocarditis, which results in potentially fatal inflammation of the cardiac muscle. And he was nearly in heart failure. That's what the court records show. And we hear there's a shortage of firefighters in many, many cities around the country. I wonder why. I wonder how many have been disabled or even murdered by the vaccine mandates. Sad thing is, we may never know. A World Economic Forum globalist stooge with a powerful position in Europe says the nations of the world should use their militaries to forcibly vaccinate their citizens. Yeah, you heard that right. Forced vaccines over the barrel of a gun. Slay News reports that a powerful European Union bureaucrat has called on governments around the world to stop trying to explain, quote, the science, end quote, to their citizens and start using the military to vaccinate the public. The EU's European Research Council president, Maria Leptin, boasted of being a World Economic Forum agenda contributor and argued that trying to explain to citizens why they should get vaccinated was a failure during the COVID pandemic. During a World Economic Forum panel discussion, Leptin declared that governments should stop trying to convince the public to take the vaccines and just call in the military and, quote, religious establishment, end quote. Joining Leptin on the panel were Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel, World Economic Forum Executive Committee member Sham Bishan, and former CEO of Bill Gates' Gavi and co-creator of COVAX, Seth F. Berkley, and Harvard's Michelle Williams. But she believes that the science behind vaccines shouldn't be explained. It's hard to explain, by the way, fake science, so why bother? And they believe members of the public should instead be railroaded into taking the injection by their governments, if necessary, using military force. According to Leptin, vaccination campaigns should not be carried out with informed consent. Instead, the unelected globalist technocrats, they insist they should be forced onto the population by, well, whatever coercive and manipulative means necessary. As noted by Slay News, this tactic is most useful when evidence-based science does not support their so-called science and populations are, well, likely to challenge it. So, while laying out her case, Leptin explained that nations with the highest uptake of vaccines were the ones whose governments didn't waste time on getting their citizens to try and understand the science. Quote, one is Bhutan, end quote. That's what she noted. She explained that the South Asian nation leveraged the influence of the, quote, religious establishment, end quote, to pressure the public. Quote, they got fantastic coverage. No science was explained, end quote. That's what she noted. Quote, the other example I know of is Portugal, where the campaign was handed to a retired army general, end quote. Leptin apparently forgot to mention one little thing. America is not Bhutan, which, by the way, is ruled by a king and a monarch form of government. That's not the way we do things in America. That's not the way we do things in the free world. At least we're not supposed to. The government has to actually prove its case and win over the people before implementing new policies. I know that can be messy for the globalist, for the elitist, but that's how it works in a constitutional republic. We don't get to have a group of people mandate these kind of decisions onto us. Of course, we are a constitutional republic. And by that, we are not to pass laws or force things onto people that are contrary to the rules and nature of God, the character of God. And forcing a bioweapon untested and a bioweapon with fetal parts is not in accord with the character and nature of God. The family of a man who tried to rob a Dollar General in Dayton, Ohio, says the store clerk was wrong to shoot him. This is actually the second member of the Rapley family to have been killed by gunfire. Although they didn't give the circumstances of the first incident, they are furious about this most recent incident, blaming the store and the store employee who drew a gun and fired in an attempt to stop an armed robbery. Take a look.
These siblings are furious. Their brother, who police say was an armed robber, was gunned down by a store clerk. The pair acknowledges that he was wrong for Roosevelt Rapley to try and rob the Dollar General on North Gettysburg Avenue, but they say the clerk shouldn't have had a gun at work. Rochelle and Juwan Rapley say their younger brother, Roosevelt Rapley, was the second of 10 siblings killed by gunfire.
I still don't believe it. Like, at the end of the day, I don't believe my brother is dead. It ain't kicked in yet.
And they're furious about how it happened.
At the end of the day, that's not right.
Police say a Dollar General clerk shot and killed 23-year-old Roosevelt, who showed a gun and demanded cash Wednesday.
Witnesses indicated that the weapon was brandished and pointed at employees.
The siblings recognize their brother's wrongdoing.
He got some responsibility, but not all.
But they say that still doesn't warrant the clerk's actions.
Right and wrong is wrong. That was wrong for that clerk to shoot my brother in the chest. Yes, he's robbing off. Oh, well. Call the police. That's what y'all supposed to do. Y'all not supposed to take matters in y'all own hands. If that's the case, I'll take matters in my own hands.
Police say the clerk was legally allowed to have the gun. Meanwhile, officers are looking into the possibility Rapley may have been involved in several other commercial robberies.
Apparently, this family doesn't see any connection between their family member's death and his decision to become an armed robber. Along with making a poor decision, you also take the risk that someone will fight back. I think that seems like common sense, doesn't it? We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98, or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Before we continue, I have to always remind you that we are brought to you by you. You are our biggest sponsor, and you can sponsor us many ways, but one is by simply going to wvwfoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. wvwfoundation.com. Our foundation is our biggest sponsor, as our foundation exists to help us produce programming and news and information and a public service that helps people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, whether it's this program, Worldview Report, my broadcast, Brandon House Live, radio, that's also TV, Worldview Radio, my Sunday night Bible study I've been teaching since 2015, Worldview Weekend Hour, Sunday morning, my program, Worldview Report Sunday. All of these programs have this common theme, helping people understand what's happening in the world and doing so through the lens of a Christian worldview. So if you appreciate the fact we produce so much programming from this studio, from this news desk, and we make it available to everybody for free as a public service and a ministry at worldviewtube.com, then we appreciate your support. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors, and you can sign up for an automatic contribution right now or make a one-time contribution or occasional contribution at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You will find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And you'll find our phone number there if you prefer to make a phone call and make a contribution over the phone. Please don't forget about Saturday and Sunday. Coming up here in a few days, December 2nd and 3rd, we'll have a two-day celebration of our 30 years of, well, proclaiming the truth of the Christian worldview. That's Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd at worldviewtube.com. Worldviewtube.com. We have a lot of special guests. Annie Cyrus will be in studio. Leo Holman will be in studio. A lot of first-time presentations as well. It's going to be a great celebration of our 30 years. So we look forward to your joining us at worldviewtube.com. But in the meantime, please consider supporting our Christian worldview programs by going to wvwfoundation.com. Thank you. President Trump says Republicans are losing elections in many states because they are too rigid on the abortion issue. No abortions after 6 weeks, for example, is apparently too strict. He was put on the spot about this issue in an interview with a host. Here's how he answered.
Things. We're in a tremendous position to negotiate something very good right now, and we'll see what that is.
A lot of people take up office and they want to impose their will and their ideas. Yeah. You almost come at the issues more of a mediator role? Is that
well, right? A mediator, but remember this too. We have to win elections. Mm. I can take a view. I can tell you my view is a strong view. But we have to win elections. You know, you can say, I think Ron, as I call him, also De Sanctis. Mm. You know, that's an abbreviated De Sanctimonious, right? You understand. Have you ever put the words up together? Sort of amazing, just the middle part.
Fits better in a tweet.
It's sort of pretty cool.
Yeah.
But he did the six-week thing.
Yeah.
If you notice, his numbers started going down before that.
Yeah.
But they started to really crash when he did that. Because most people, that's not acceptable to. You have to win elections.
Yeah.
We want to get everything done, and you also have to go by your heart. You know, if you're a person that believes strongly, then you should just say, that's the way it is, and I don't want to talk about it. But you have to win elections. And the reason that the Republicans didn't do well in the midterms is because they didn't know how to talk about the abortion issue.
Right.
If you look at Michigan, you take a look at the governor's race in Michigan, you take a look at the governor's race in Pennsylvania, it's fine for them to believe and let them go, but they did not come close to winning an election.
Right.
That really were elections that you could have won.
Right.
So this is a very amazing issue. It's a beautiful issue. It's a complex issue. If we get it right, it's going to be something really special. But in all of this, whether we like it or not, you still have to be able to win an election.
Right.
And if the other side's going to take this issue and make you be the radical,
mm-hmm.
because they're the radical, and I explain it, and the problem is you have Republican politicians, some do, but you have a lot of Republican politicians that don't know how to talk about the issues, and you have some that don't want to talk about
right.
it. They're afraid of the issue, and it actually can be a positive issue for them. And I think I've made it a positive issue for me and for some Republicans, but it's something that has to be talked about.
The New York Times has reported that the Pentagon is developing new weapons that include swarms of killer robots that hunt down targets on their own and are capable of flying in for the kill without any human signing off. This is the new reality of modern warfare, and the U.S. is on the cusp of perfecting it. as are China and a handful of other nations. That's what the Times article reports. Rapid progress has reportedly been made in developing and deploying new technology that has the potential to reshape the very nature of warfare by turning life and death decisions over to autonomous drones that are equipped with artificial intelligence programs. That prospect is so worrying to many other governments that they're trying to focus attention on it with proposals at the United Nations to impose legally binding rules on the use of what militaries call lethal autonomous weapons. Alexander Kermit, Austria's chief negotiator on the issue, said in an interview with the Times, quote, "This is really one of the most significant inflection points for humanity. What's the role of human beings in the use of force? It's an absolutely fundamental security issue, a legal issue, and an ethical issue," end quote. But while the UN is providing a platform for governments to, well, express their concerns, the process seems unlikely to yield any serious legally binding restrictions. The United States, Russia, Australia, Israel, and others, well, they have all argued that no new international law is needed for now. While China, well, they want to define any legal limits so narrowly that it would have little practical effect. That's what arms control advocates told the Times. The result has been to tie the debate up in a procedural knot with little chance of progress on a legally binding mandate anytime soon. One thing that's not even being discussed at all is preventing nations from using such weapons against their own people. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Daily Mail reports that China has published plans to mass produce humanoid robots by 2025, as Western companies, including Elon Musk's company, Tesla, race to produce their own humanoids. DailyMail.com spoke to leading experts on how humanoid robots could change the world, with one expert saying that the tech will grow exponentially this decade. Goldman Sachs, they have predicted that the market for humanoid robots could be worth $150 billion a year worldwide within 15 years, and that humanoid robots will be viable in factories between 2025 and 2028, and in other jobs by 2030 to 2035. The technology, well, it will have a positive impact in many fields, so believes Marga Hoek, author of the book Tech for Good. But people need to prepare for it. Hoek said that predictions suggest that up to a quarter of all jobs could be lost to robotics and AI technology. But that's not a bad thing, she says. She says we must embrace it. She told the Daily Mail, quote, "My biggest worry is that all humankind spends a lot of time on fearing instead of accepting and anticipating," end quote. She said we need more research to be done now on which jobs will still add value in a world of humanoid robots. She said, quote, "If we don't train people, if we don't anticipate, if we don't radically change around the school programs, for instance, we'll be too late," end quote. So, I guess we need to train people to accept their fate. You will be obsolete, and you're going to learn to like it. Even Noah Harari, he admits that there's a big problem coming with AI, but this is also the guy that's with the World Economic Forum, which says you'll own nothing by 2030 and be happy. This woman, Hoek, she predicts that rather than human caregivers, humanoid robots will look after the elderly as well as young people with disorders such as autism. Well, doesn't that sound like something to eagerly look forward to in your old age? As you get old and fragile, instead of a human being, a loved one, caring for you, providing physical touch and warmth, you'll get a machine to look after you and all your needs. And that's gonna be something to wait for, get excited about, right? You know, I don't know about you, but this sounds like a horrible dystopian nightmare. A new dark age. And I'm not gonna embrace it. And I'm pretty sure I'm not alone. I'm sure many of you are not going to embrace this anti-human, anti-God, anti-Christ new order that's going to be run apparently by artificial intelligence and humanoid robots, which, by the way, we all know will be under the control of an elite group of technocrats, right? So all we can say is thanks, but no thanks to the globalists who are trying to convince us that, well, the future will be bright if we'll just lay down and accept it, roll over and surrender to their diabolical transhumanist schemes. No offense to the Daily Mail and their so-called expert, but I'm not going along with this. Not at all. We all need to resist and fight against this with every fiber of our being. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. We are pleased to announce a brand new sponsor. It's Bella Grace. This is a daily drink you take that is loaded with three very important ingredients. One of them is collagen. Now, this sponsor came through my wife, Melissa. Melissa was taking this every day. You just rip it open and drink it. You don't have to mix anything or nothing. And she received such fantastic results after taking this for several weeks. She said, we need to add this company as a sponsor. So we reached out to them, and they are now a sponsor. And you know what? We're getting a lot of response the last 48 hours to this. So again, if you're interested, here's the website. We named it under her since she brought it to us. MelissaHouse.BellaGraceGlobal.com. MelissaHouse.BellaGraceGlobal.com. You can read up all about it and find out why my wife is taking it every day, has for the last several weeks, and is very excited about the results. You'll find more details at Melissa House. That's H-O-W-S-E. MelissaHouse.BellaGraceGlobal.com. One of our other sponsors, of course, is MyPillow.com. And if you go to MyPillow.com/B66, you get free shipping. Use that URL, MyPillow.com/B66, and you will get free shipping along with all the great products that are there priced at a really competitive price point right now. Great for Christmas gifts, by the way. MyPillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com/B66. And then, of course, WVWTVstore.com. We don't just have emergency supplies. We have, well, supplies that you can use right now for camping, hunting, fishing. So if you have someone in your family or friend group that likes to camp, likes to hunt, likes to fish, I'm pretty sure we have some products on our website that would make great gifts for them during this Christmas season. WVWTVstore.com. It's also a big part of our general operating budget. WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, the wellness company, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe. I ordered four of these for my family. They include the wellness company medical kit. It includes ivermectin, amoxicillin, other medications. Now, when you go there, twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon, when you go there and order, go check your email after that because you got some more paperwork to fill out because this is a legal medical prescription from a doctor. So you got some paperwork you got to fill out. Some folks, such as myself, went and ordered it, didn't realize there was paperwork to still be filled out. And then we're like, where's my order? And then I found out I hadn't done my paperwork. So we had to go back and do my paperwork. Then the order showed up promptly. So when you order at twc.health/Brannon, be sure to check your email and fill out all the paperwork so you can get your emergency medical kit in the mail as fast as possible. All right. Those are some of our sponsors. Of course, our biggest sponsor is WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brannon House. Thanks so much for watching. May God save America. Take care.